Blog Talk Radio.
Moving on, moving on, in my life. Coming in by telephone, Lord, we ask that you reach out to everyone tonight. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ, we
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah, we thank God for everyone who has come in. You are all welcome to this broadcast, the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, presenting you the Rhema Bible College Online, the Word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses is coming to you tonight. I tell you, God is going to bless you. The woman of God is very, very ready. We got Brother Nikki of the Eagle Generation International Ministry. She's going to be ministering in a moment. But I just want to share a couple of things, and then I'm going to hand over to her. Yesterday we had Bishop Okona Kwawo of the Christ Evangelical Ministry. Tonight we now have Professor Sneaky of the Eagle Generation International Ministries. I tell you, we are all blessed, right? In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to introduce some part of the message. She's going to continue from where I stopped. Now, change your position and God will change your situation. This is a continuation of what we did yesterday. Change your position and God will change your situation. In other words, you must come out of Ludiba. God has always been interested in pulling his people out. What was the ministry of Jesus Christ? The ministry of Jesus Christ was a deliverance ministry. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus made it clear that his ministry was a deliverance ministry. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach deliverance to the captives, to set free those who are bound. And that was the first speech he made in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. To preach deliverance to the captive. Jesus was a deliverer.
Amen.
And you could see in Exodus, chapter 12, when God delivered Israelites from 430 years of Egyptian slavery. Many times God has to reposition you to receive his blessing. God has to reposition you to receive what he has for you. And it all began in Genesis chapter 12. When God called Abraham out of the awe of the Chaldeans, the awe of the Chaldeans, they worshiped the moon god, the people of Mesopotamia. They worshiped the moon and the stars and the sun. Abraham was different from them because he had the story of creation. He had the story of Adam and Eve, the story of Noah and the ark. Abraham began to think that we are not supposed to be worshiping the moon. We are not supposed to be worshiping the sun. But the people of Mesopotamia, the awe of the Chaldeans, they were worshiping the moon. They were worshiping the stars. They were worshiping the sun. Abraham said, no, I'm not going to do that with you. So Abraham had a different spirit. And so God called Abraham and said, Abraham, come out of among them. Come from these people. Come from the awe of the Chaldeans. Come. I will take you to a land where I will relate with you and communicate with you and work with you.
Amen.
So Abraham obeyed the voice of God, and he went to the land of promise, and God began to work with him. It has been like that throughout the Bible. God sometimes has to reposition you. He has to reposition you to receive what he has for you. See, change your position, and God will change your situation.
Amen.
Now, the Israelites were in Egyptian slavery. For over 400 years, the Israelites were in Egyptian captivity. That's not a good position. So God raised Moses. God raised Moses and used Moses to deliver them and brought them to the land of promise. And God began to relate with them and communicate with them and do things with them because they were now positioned to receive what God has for them. Sometimes some people are wrongly positioned, and that is the topic, that is the emphasis tonight. Some people are wrongly positioned in their life, and because of that, they are not receiving what God has for them. My prayer tonight is that as we go into this broadcast, you are going to discover yourself. Whether you have been wrongly positioned, God should put you where he wants you, where he can relate with you and communicate with you and release to you what he has for you. A practical example is 2 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 5 to the end. 2 Samuel chapter 9. From verse 5 to the end, you read about Mephibosheth, the story of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was a son of Jonathan, and David had vowed that he would be a blessing to the family of Jonathan. So Jonathan had died, and King David was now in power, and so he remembered his promise. He said, send for Mephibosheth, the deformed child of Jonathan. I want to favor him like I promised his father. So they went to look for Mephibosheth. They went to look search for Mephibosheth, and they found Mephibosheth, and he was lame in his feet, could not walk. So, man of God, you are welcome.
Thank you, Bishop.
So Mephibosheth was brought into the palace. And Mephibosheth, If you read the Second Samuel chapter 9 from verse 5 to the end, Mephibosheth, he said, oh, King David, why will you bother to come to pick a dead dog? Mephibosheth referred to himself as a dead dog. And make me to be the palace. See, David said, I promised your father, Jonathan, that I will be a blessing to his family. So that is the reason why I have to fulfill my promise. But there's something I want to bring out about the story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 5 to the end. Lodiba was a place known for depression, the poor, the rejected, the dejected people, the people who live, you know, below standards, below poverty level. Lodiba was a place not for the, you know, the successful people, the prosperous people. No, Lodiba was a place for outcasts. That was where Mephibosheth was living. And now God pulled him out of Lodiba and brought him into the king's palace. Now, yesterday we talked about Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. Say Christ has made us kings and priests. Yesterday, we touched those points in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. He said Christ has made us kings and priests. And then that same statement was repeated in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. He said Christ has made us kings and priests. Now, Mephibosheth was being pulled out of obscurity. Mephibosheth was being pulled out of the prison, just like Joseph. Mephibosheth was being pulled out of the all the Chaldeans, just like Abraham. Mephibosheth was being pulled out to be where God wants him to be. Hey, Rakabasayakada. May God put a prison for you. May God reposition you. To receive what he has for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, a lot of people in life have been wrongly positioned. And they are not getting it. They are not getting it at all. They are not getting it at all. So God says, son, my people said, you know what? You need to come out of Lodiba. That's not the place for you. You need to come out of Lodiba. You know, few weeks ago, they were talking about the storms and the rain and the flooding. The flooding was for certain areas. I remember there are some cities, they call them down below. I remember when I was in Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria, I've been to a place called Down Below. Below, by the river side, is a water side. People build huts and live there, fishermen and fisherwomen. So when the sea overflow into the river, the water comes into their homes and send them away, packing. You see, water side. You know, some people live in Sabongeri. If you ever been to Nigeria, northern Nigeria, there are some places they call Sabongeri. You know, places that are meant for, you know, low class, low caliber people and so on. You know, places meant for, you know, that's not for us in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The blessings of Abraham are meant for us. Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. We shall live in the palace. We are not going to live in some hall. We are not going to live in some water side. We are not going to live in some obscure places. We don't live in Lodiba. We are coming out of Lodiba. We are going to the promised land. That is flowing with milk and honey. Why would God prepare a promised land that is flowing with milk and honey? Every good thing and every perfect gift coming from above.
Nah.
So God has good things towards you. He said, my thoughts are wasteful, our thoughts of good are not of evil. God has good plans and good purposes and good things for you. God did not plan for you to live below poverty level. That's not your story in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are coming out of a new verse tonight. God is repositioning you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your word. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that was just an introduction. Now I'm going to turn it over to the woman of God over there, Nikki of the Eagles Generation International Ministry, to share with us what God has laid in her heart. Over to you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can I hear amen like thunder in this room in the name of Jesus Christ?
Amen, amen,
hallelujah. God is about to do something great in this room. I see the power of God moving in the name of Jesus. God is going to move in the name of Jesus. I cover every one of us here with the blood of Jesus. The Bible says we overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Somebody is about to testify tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody's about to testify tonight. I don't know who God wants to change your story. God is about to change someone's story in this room in the name of Jesus. So God is about to rewrite your story in the name of Jesus. God is about to change that situation in the name of Jesus. Because I hear God telling me there shall be a transformation. The power of God is going to move from the left, from the right, from the center, all over this room tonight. By the power in the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord told me tonight there is some set of people that the Lord wants to take back to your promised land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he's going to take some set of people back to their promised land. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's going to take some people back to their promised land, and he's going to change some people's names. Some of us, our problem is that we are not in the right position. In the middle of our success, like we are not getting there, just like Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, I will let them go, but they will not go far. But tonight I see somebody, you are going to go far in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are some people, their name is their problem. The Lord changed the name of Jacob. He said, your name is not longer Jacob. Your name is Israel. The Lord is about to change someone's name here in this prayer room, this room, this evening, in the name of Jesus. And there's some people, they have sent you away from your promised land. You are not in anywhere. You are serving God like you are not serving God. You are praying like God is not answering your prayer. Just like Jesus. Jesus was sent away from Bethlehem. But Herod had to die for Jesus to return to Bethlehem. I don't know who have sent you away from your promised land. I don't know who have sent you away from that land the Lord has destined you to. Tonight, that person is going to die and you are going to return to your promised land. Are you hearing me tonight? In the name of Jesus, and every fellow in your life is going to give way tonight. You are returning to your promised land in the name of Jesus. And every arrow that said you will not get to your destination is going to give way. You will get to your destination in the name of Jesus. And every name they are giving you because of the situation, the Bible said there was a man that was born. Because of the pains of the parents, They decided to name him Jabez. They decided to name him Sorrow because of the situation in the family. But when Jabez grows up and he finds that the name that the father and the mother have given to him was the problem of his destiny, and Jabez prayed to God, and the Bible made me to understand that God changed his name. The Lord honored Jabez more than his siblings. I see somebody here. You are about to be honored tonight. Name of Jesus, you are about to be honored tonight. You are going to be honored more than those who put you in that condition. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen? In the name of Jesus. The Bible tells me in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3 says, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now. Amen. Can you talk to somebody beside you? Say, God's dwelling place is now. In the name of Jesus. God's dwelling place is now. Because God is taking you to that place. That's your desire. That's your heart's desire. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says God's dwelling place is now. And the people, he will dwell with them. The Bible says God will dwell with his people. And they will be his people. The Lord says you are going to be his people. And God himself will be with them. The Lord said he will be with you. And he will be your God. He will be your God. The Lord is about to be your God tonight. It was the Lord that is the God of Jesus that took Jesus back to Bethlehem. He made sure that Herod was killed before Jesus went back to that Bethlehem. The same God is still alive today. The same God is still existing today. In the name of Jesus, he said he will be your God. He will be with you in that dwelling place. You will be his people, and he will be your God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord wants to be your God tonight.
Yes.
The Lord wants to be your God tonight. The God wants to manifest himself tonight. He wants to be your God. He wants to be your God. The Lord wants to be your God. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I will be their God in every situation. I will be their God in that situation. I will be their God in that country. I will be their God in that nation. I will be their God among the family. There was a man called Joseph that was locked in the prison. That's why the father locked him in the prison. The God is still there with him in the prison. And God will see his God in the prison. A prisoner become a prime minister. I see God today changing someone's story. It is because of God. You are whom you are. That is why God is about to change your story, to change that situation, to change that circumstances, to change that hardship, to change you think it's over. It is not over. With God, it's not over. The Lord with God is not over. That is why the word says, one with God is more than majority. One with God is more than... Stop here, stop me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, I should tell somebody tonight that I am with you in that situation. I am with you. I am about to bring you out of that prison.
Yes.
That prison the enemy has placed you for long. I am still your God.
Yes.
I'm bringing you out right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is bringing you out in every situation. There is somebody in this room. You have prayed like your prayer is not answered. The Lord says, I should tell you, it's still your God. I am still your God. I am bringing you out of that situation. Hey, mama, so mama, mama, kobo, shia, men, no, komo, mama, shia, shia. I will be, they will be my people. In the prison, they will be my people. In the land, they will be my people. I will be their God. I will save them. I will deliver them. I will rescue them. I will restore them. I will heal them. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray tonight, I will deliver, I will heal their land. The Lord said I will heal somebody's land tonight. It does not matter which report are you going to believe. Is it the report of the doctors or the report of judges or the report of lawyers or the report of America or the report of the state you have? With God, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, with God, all things are possible. I have come to tell you that with God, that situation is solved. With God, that situation is solved tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, by the mention of his name, Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I declare. You are coming out now.
Yes.
You are coming out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are coming out of that barrenness. There is somebody you are barren. You are looking for a child. After this prayer line, your wife will conceive in the name of Jesus. After this prayer line, after this prayer tonight, there shall be a turnaround. The same God of Abraham, the same God of Isaac, the same God of David is still alive tonight to prove himself. In the name of Jesus, I say you will carry your child. In the name of Jesus, there will be no barrenness in the land. The Bible tells me there is no barrenness. There's no barrenness in the land. Whatever you are going through right now, the barrenness is broken. That chain is broken. That chain is broken. That chain is broken. That prison is broken. You are coming out by the power, by the authority given to me. I speak as an oracle of the Lord. I pray for you tonight. There shall be a revival. There shall be a redemption. There shall be a redemption. The Lord is redeeming you. The Lord is restoring you. All the wasted years that they can't come home and the maggot of Eden. I hear God telling me tonight that there shall be a restoration. Because of God, you are going to stand again. Because of God, you are going to rise again. Because of God, you are going to be restored again. Because of God. The Bible said those who trust in the Lord, they cannot be put ashamed. As long as you trust in the Lord, it is because of God you are alive. It is because of God you can sing. It is because of God you can pray. It is because of God you can preach. I am telling you, the Lord will not put you to shame, because tonight God is manifesting himself in the name of Jesus. Marabo Sando Kobo Yazadata Yemena O Como Sundo Kobrondeha Lakum Lake Ebiaso and Piala Kundopia Yara Ya Rabba O Biasako Mandus Kurudo Mianda. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear God telling me that somebody in this room tonight, You are going back to your promised land. I don't know who. You are confused. But the Lord said, there's no more confusion. There's no more confusion. He's taking you back to that land. He's taking you back to that promised land. He's taking you back to that land. In the name of Jesus. Amen. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I hear God telling me that somebody, your hands are going to be blessed. Tonight, your hands will begin to do good things. You begin to achieve more than before. In the name of Jesus. You will begin to achieve more than before. Your hands will begin to achieve. You will achieve tonight by the power in the blood, by the speaking of the blood of Jesus. You will begin to achieve in the name of Jesus because of Jesus. That is why you are receiving all this tonight in the name of Jesus. And let somebody, your hands. You will begin to prosper. You will prosper spiritually. You will prosper physically in the name of Jesus. I hear God telling me there is a turnaround. There's a turnaround. Every situation. Oh, mama. Whatever you are passing through, the Lord allow it to happen for a reason. Yes. And he said now that this is the time that he wants to reward you in the name of Jesus for that your trial, for the trial that you are passing through, for that your tribulations. The Lord said, that you are overcoming them tonight in the name of Jesus, that he's rewarding you by the power in the name of Jesus. I see God rewarding somebody. There is somebody, you are so patient with God. You have fasted, You are patient with God. The Lord said, this is your season of reward, that he's about to reward you tonight in the name of Jesus. The Lord is rewarding you. The Lord rewards you for that fasting, for that preaching, for that ministration. You have been doing the work of God wholeheartedly, but the Lord said, this is the time that you have worked for me. I'm about to work for you in the name of Jesus. I'm about to work for you. I'm about to work for you. I'm about to reward you. I'm about to reward you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Thank
we
you,
worship
Lord.
You, Jesus. Amen. We worship you, Lord.
Thank you,
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Daddy, for this opportunity. Thank you, sir. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes,
amen.
Stay with us. We haven't finished. Actually, we thank God for what God has just done. I tell you, these messages are, you know, lighting fires in places. Can you believe? As far as Africa is concerned, they are putting these messages out over here. They are enjoying them. Even here, right here in the U.S., we have the largest number of views on the link on Twitter and other networking, So even this weekend coming, we're going to have a marriage seminar I shared with Pastor Prophet Ivan last night. We're going to marriage seminar, teaching from marriage, and I thank God a lot of you are here. What's happening to marriages today? Because this is not how God, plan marriages to be, and what is happening right now can lead to becoming Sodom and Gomorrah. We don't want to be Sodom and Gomorrah, So this weekend coming, we're gonna be dwelling on the marriage life and so on. We're gonna have Prophet Ivan also ministering during this weekend coming. Already said that, and so many other ministers are coming in. We want to really see the nail at the head. There should be a solution to all the problems we are having around, you know. So, and tonight, Professor Nikki has just blessed us with the word. I tell you, God is wonderful. I tell you, God is doing great things, and I really appreciate this. Quickly, I want to touch some points before Professor Nikki will come in again to do some question and answer time. But I want to touch some points here which are very important. There were four lepers at the gates of Samaria in 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to the end of this. There were four lepers at the gates of Samaria. I want us to really consider this, because we're talking about changing your position so that God can change your situation. Four lepers at the gates of Samaria. There was hunger. There was famine. There was no food. So people were in trouble. There were problems. And so these four lepers, they were at the gates of Samaria. They were considering going back into Samaria. They couldn't go back in there because there was famine still going on, no food, no water, no drinks, no anything. And so they said, the four lepers said, 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 1 to the end of it. The leper said, if we sit down here at the gates of Samaria, we will die of hunger. Let us move. When we move, we might find something good. Let us move. So they moved by faith. When they took the step of faith, and they walked into the Assyrian camp. The Bible says that God caused the enemy. The enemies to hear the sound of war, sound of chariots, sound of equipment coming to them. So a whole army, a Syrian army, they ran away and left goodies and every good thing. They left it behind. And when these four lepers got there, they got food, they got drinks, they got clothes, they got everything that the army left behind. They picked them and there was plenty to eat and drink. There was plenty to eat and drink. And it was surplus. They have so much to the point where they have to go back to Samaria and call the people of Samaria to come and participate in this jamboree of plenty and surplus, everything surplus. Of course, the prophet Elisha, he prophesied earlier in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. He prophesied earlier, he said, by this time tomorrow, everything will be surplus.
Amen.
And somebody said, yes, somebody said, no, it can't be like that. See, doubting Thomas. There are always some doubting Thomas. Then Prophet Elisha said, you will see this harvest, but you will not eat. So, these lepers, these four lepers went, and as they were coming to the Assyrian army thought that there was a great army coming against them, so they ran and fled and left everything behind. And the four lepers, got so much to the point that they had to go back to Samaria and call people to come and eat and drink and have plenty. Now, this is the truth. The four lepers were wrongly positioned. They were at the gate of Samaria. 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 1 to the end. They were at the gate of Samaria. What are you doing at the gate of Samaria? They are not even walking. They are not employed. They are not doing any business. They are just standing around. Maybe people will come and dash them something or something like that. They were wrongly positioned. I thank God for the wisdom that cometh from above. Then the Bible says they spoke to themselves. Are we going to be here at the gates of Samaria? There's nothing here. We are not eating. There's no food. There's no drink. If we go back to Samaria, there's still famine there. There's no food. There's no drink. There's nothing. If we stay here, we are going to die. Let us move. So they change their position. Hey, somebody can change his position, though. Somebody can change their position. Hey, there are wrong positions. There are places you that are not favoring you. You can't get anything. You are not possessing your possessions. Come out of Nudibah. Come out of Nudibah.
I come out of the position.
Yes. And they came out and they got all what they were looking for. While they were at the gates of Samaria, they didn't get nothing. They had to change their position for God to change their situation. Paul and Silas were in the prison after Apostle chapter 16. Please, man of God, read Acts of Apostle chapter 16. After Apostle chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Chapter 16, 1-6, verse 25 and 26.
Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26.
Yes.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bound were loose. Amen.
Amen. Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel, and the people of Philippi beat them up and put them in jail, and they were wrongly positioned. This is not the position God has for us. How can we be in jail like this? And under that position, they cannot even preach to people. You know, they are locked up in there. They don't have freedom. And so they began to praise God, they began to worship God, they began to sing praise, to glorify God, even in the midst of all these things. And God brought the miracle into the prison. And they were set loose to come out and fulfill their destiny. Tonight, we prophesy to as many that the enemy have held in spiritual prison yards, as many that the enemy have positioned wrongly, as many that the enemy have tied their hands and legs, as many that the enemy have restricted and frustrated and disappointed, as many that the enemy have held in bondage in all kinds of obscure places. Jesus is calling you tonight. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. Come Come out of Nudibar. Hey, Ricky Buya. Hey, Blundu. I begin to live a new life. A new life in Christ Jesus. In John chapter 11, John's Gospel chapter 11, Lazarus died and went to untimely grave. Do you know that many people die when they are not supposed to have died?
Yes.
In the Bible, Prophet Elijah woke people from the dead. Elijah did the same thing. And then Jesus Christ raised the dead. And then the Apostle Paul raised the dead. The Apostle Peter raised the dead. Which means some people are dying when they are not supposed to have died. John chapter 11. Lazarus died and went to untimely grave. And they put him in the grave, tied him hands and legs, and buried him there. And Jesus was calling. Jesus said, roll away the stone. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out, bound hands and legs. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. So they had to loose Lazarus from all those chains and feathers and all those bands of wickedness. And Lazarus had to live his life, abundant life. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Abundant life.
Yeah.
Abundant life, Jesus gave to you. Abundant life, Jesus gave to us. As we go into 2023, you must live abundant life. You must live in victory. You must live in abundance. You must live in grace and mercy. You must live in divine health, divine life, abundance. You must live in holiness and righteousness. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You shall not die and go to untimely grave.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lazarus, come forth. Lose him
and
let him leave. Lazarus was wrongly positioned. That is not the place for Lazarus. The graveyard. Lazarus is not supposed to be in the tomb. Lazarus is supposed to be excited and live, and live for God and live. Prosper and live a life, the good life. But Lazarus was bundled and put in the graveyard. A lot of people are still in the graveyard. A lot of people, the enemy has bound their lives. A lot of people, the enemy have them in all kinds of codes. A lot of people, the enemy has bound their hands and legs. A lot of people, the enemy have held them in spiritual bondage. A lot of people have been tied up in the spirit of fear. A lot of people have been killed by all kinds of forces. But tonight, Jesus is saying to you, that is not your position. Come out of sin. 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 Come out of sin
Amen.
Some people are wrongly positioned.
Amen. Lord, help us.
Assyrian captivity lasted for 70 years. After the Egyptian captivity that lasted for 430 years, the Israelites went again into Assyrian captivity for 70 years. They were in slavery again in Assyria. And the prophet Daniel began to pray. Why are we in slavery? Why are we in slavery again? Daniel started fasting and praying until God sent deliverance and freed them from 70 years of slavery and took them back to the land of promise to be the temple and be the house of God. A lot of people are in position that God did not put them. A lot of people are in places where God did not position them. A lot of people have been locked up in all kinds of places. Tonight, Jesus is saying to you, change the position. And
amen.
God will change your situation. In the name of Jesus Christ, God
amen.
Wants to give you a new life. In
amen.
The name of Jesus Christ, as we move
amen.
Into 2023, you are going to live a fulfilled life. In the
amen.
Name of Jesus Christ, you are not going
amen.
To live in Ludica. You are not going to
amen.
Live in Egypt. You are not going to be in Assyrian captivity. The prison
amen.
Yard is not your home. The jail
amen.
House is not your house. Hey!
Amen.
Hey!
Come on!
Hey!
God, bring us out.
The cemetery is not your house. The tomb, the burial ground is not your house. Hey! Ludiba! Ludiba is not your place. Come on!
Amen.
Lord Ludiba. Come on!
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And begin to live in the name of Jesus. Lose him and let him go. In the name of Jesus. Lose her and let her go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Our prophet in terms.
Jeremiah.
What will you say to Prophet Evans? Is going to tell us something. What will you say to people who are in bondage, who are in slavery, who are bound and oppressed? What will be your advice to them from the Word of God? Yes, tell us something.
Hello. Bishop, come again.
Yeah, I mean, what you say to people who are in slavery, people who are in bondage, people who are wrongly positioned, what would be your counsel for such people?
Oh, in terms of marriage, right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want to talk a bit about the marriages these days. People perceive about the marriage is our journey. You know, in the beginning, when you read the Genesis chapter 1 and the 2, you know, talk about the story of God creating human beings, male and female, because of combination of genes and chromosomes, so that we can produce our kind. You know, look at this, our generation right now. A lot of Christians are confused about the marriage. And, you know, we get to know that people have perception that male and female can marry. As we all know, but now people also have some kind of perception that people of the same sex can also marry, and which is wrong, which is very wrong, because in the beginning, that is not the thought of God. The thought of God was to create a man and a woman so that they can fulfill, or they can show the X, so that they can reproduce. But these days, a lot of things are going on, and we as a Christians, we need to talk about this. We should not fear. We should talk about it, because it is going to bring a lot of abomination onto the land, as happening in the era of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the Genesis chapter 19. And we all know how God destroyed the Sodom and Gomorrah because of this kind of homosexualities and stuff. And that is happening even right now. And we, the Christian, we have to stand up and talk about it. It is not right. It is not right. Marriage is between man and a woman. That is the God plan. That is marriage. It is not between a man and the same man. It's not between a woman and the same woman. No, that is abomination. You know, when you read about Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, it talks about the family lineage and the societal health. You know, it talks about the abomination of man getting married to the same kind of man. That is Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. It said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with woman. It is abomination. It is abomination. When you read the same Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, it said that if a man lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. You see, that is the genesis of marriage. God make it clear the distinction between how we should get involved, but not of the same kind. You know, people say that, oh, this is Old Testament and stuff like that. No, it is not about the Old Testament. Even in the New Testament, Paul even made mention of this. That it is not allowed. It's an abomination. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, you know, it talks, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, and then the 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, it all talks about the sexual exploitation. You know, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10 talks about the fact that we defile ourselves with mankind, that we should not defile ourselves with the mankind. You know, it's an abomination that man should not defile themselves with the same man. The same thing Paul talked about is in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, that we should not defile ourselves with another man. You know, it means that God is a holy. We know we serve a God who is a righteous. So we as a Christian must understand that it is not accepted in the society or in the church that we should get involved with the same kind of ourselves. Like we get involved with the same mankind, it's an abomination. That is the part. It's an abomination that a man should marry a man, a woman should marry a man. This kind of lesbianism, gayism, and stuff happening even in the church right now. Even in the church, there are some churches who allow this kind of practices, homosexuality, and it is against. It's an abomination. It's not something that we the Christians must tolerate. No. And That is what has happened. And it's a demonic practices. It's a demonic practices. You know, it's not something that we should accept in our churches. I know that a lot of pastors are here, a lot of bishops are here, and they are all listening. You know, we should not allow Satan to control us. You should not allow the Satan to control our mind. This is a demonic practice. And all these things, there is a demon behind this. There is a demon behind this kind of practices. And we, the Christians, must stand up and fight against this. Even though I know that the world, you know, the majority of the people think that, oh, now we have human rights, we can do whatever we want and stuff like that. And a lot of churches have also accepted this kind of practices. But we, as a righteous Christian, we must not accept this kind of practices in terms of marriage. It is an abomination. God said it. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, and the same Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, God said that it's an abomination. It is abomination. And that is the fact. How can we fill the earth? How can we continue our family lineage? If you continue to continue with this kind of practices, how can we reproduce? You know, the purpose of God creating human beings is also to reproduce, to fill the earth. And if you get married to your same kind of sexual orientation, how can you reproduce the earth? So we, the Christians, must understand this. That I know that this kind of practices is going on. Even the whole world want to accept it. If you know God and if you trust in your God and if you fear God, you should not allow this to happen in your church. Because it's an abomination. It is an abomination. And that is, it's coming. You know, the whole world want to accept this. You know, the whole world want to accept this. So we have to stand on our feet and fight against this in churches. Because most of the churches, when you go to Europe, America, and stuff like that, most of the churches agree. And they do, I mean, they bless marriage of the same kind, you know. And it is wrong. It is wrong. So that is a fact, that we should not allow this to happen in our churches. It is seriously an abomination act. And one thing that is also happening right now is some kind of divorce. The divorce rate coming an alarming, you know. And sometimes I ask myself, why all this thing is happening? The divorce rate at this current moment is something that I don't know how to describe it. It's overwhelming, you know. It's becoming too much. Even we, the Christians, are the one now following this kind of, you know, even when you come to America and other countries, you know, it's common that a Christian man or a woman will just wake up today and say, oh, I'm not going to marry again. I'm divorcing you. And I take the children. This kind of thing, you know, here they have this kind of child support and all those kind of things. And, you know, people want to divorce and get money from their husbands and or their wife, whatever. But that is not the right thing to do as a Christian. You see, we should come together, couples, we should come together. You know, we should come together and understand the role of a woman and the role of a man in terms of marriage. Now, I don't want to be biased, but some women want to be like a man in terms of marriage. And, you know, it's not going to happen, because when we read the Bible, said, woman, humble yourself, and man to love your wife. So God has given distinction between these two, that a woman should humble herself and a man should also love his wife. That is the rule. Because if you're a woman and you are too arrogant in terms of marriage, there's no way that your husband will love you. Because God knows that man normally don't have, you know, men normally don't have love. And that's why God is telling men to love their wife. And God also knew it, that women don't have this kind of humility. And that is why God was also telling women to also humble themselves. So if two of you know your role in terms of marriage, I mean, there will be peace in the marriage, because now marriage has become some kind of like people get married today, and the next day they divorce. Even we the Christians are now suffering from this divorce rate. You see a Christian brother or sister getting married today, but the next day you see them divorcing, and it's really bad. We have to love God and love ourselves too, because when you love your neighbor as yourself, even when your partner even offends you, you will forgive her or him. But because we don't have love, we go into marriage with some kind of perception or some kind of idea that I want to go and get some property or something from the marriage. And when you go there and you're not getting this, you get confused. Marriage is not like that. Marriage is not about property. Marriage is not about what I will get from the man or the woman. No. So these days, the reason why the divorce rate is getting higher and higher is because we don't understand our differences in terms of marriage. We don't go in for love, but we go in for some what we can get from the marriage. And that is not the case. If you have some kind of idea that I'm going to marriage because I want to get property for my husband or my wife or whatever, and when you go there and you don't get it, definitely you are going to divorce. But when you make it that I'm going into the marriage because I love my man, I love my husband, I love my wife or whatever, and no matter what, nothing can separate us.
Amen.
God would also make sure that you achieve that aim. But if you have different kinds of idea that I'm going to marriage because I want to get this from the man or from the woman, the devil will also make sure that you not get it, so that you get out from the marriage. So, fellow brothers and sisters, let's humble ourselves. Let's love our partners. Let's love God. In anything that happens in the marriage, let's solve it amicably in our home, in our houses. We should not let third person come inside, because that is what is creating problems these days. Because people can't keep their secrets. Every small thing that happens in the marriage, they go out and tell their friends or their family members, and then the advice they also give them sometimes are not favorable for their marriage. So two of you should come out, you know, humble yourself, listen to your partner. If you are at fault, accept your fault and ask for forgiveness. With that, you can move on with your marriage. So Bishop,
yes.
I will not talk much. I know we will discuss more about this marriage issue later. So I will end my contribution here. And I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. And I know we'll continue. It's a big topic to discuss this. And may God bless you so much for creating this platform for all of us to come together to share our ideas. And I know God is going to lift up, God is going to lift up everybody who is here. God is going to bless everybody who is on this platform to gather more knowledge about marriages and about everything that Christians must know. And I know God is going to bless everybody here. May God bless everyone here. May the Supreme Commander who created heaven and earth bless everybody who is listening to me right now. And I know that by the end of this seminar, people will really understand where and how to manage their home. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Yeah. In fact, you have given us a tip of what we're going to have this coming Saturday and Sunday coming. You've given us a tip of what it is. I just thank God for that, because that is the problem in this country. So much divorce and separation. Do you know the United States is rated? The United States is rated as number one divorce nation. There are 264 countries in this world. Of all these 250 something countries this world, America is number one when it comes to divorce and remarriage, broken home, broken family, broken relationships, dysfunctional homes, and all kinds of issues that are following marriage. And, you know, it's a bigger problem that needs to be solved. And the earlier we get it right, the better, because the system is moving towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Because
yes,
the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they didn't value marriage and home and family. So they were living recklessly. It became man with man, woman with woman, all over Sodom and Gomorrah. And God became angry. God became angry to the point that he destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah just because of that.
Yeah.
You know, so these are spiritual prison yards that people have been kept. Why is all this? God, we pray tonight, let his yoke be destroyed. This yoke be destroyed from this nation. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, God bring solution to this problem. In the name of Jesus, bring healing
Amen.
And unity and peace and love to various homes and families in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
So we're going to draw the curtain here. Brother Nikki, we don't want to worry you again tonight. You have really tried. So we're going to leave everything for Saturday, Sunday coming. It's going to be about marriage, home, and family. And we want to have as many guest speakers as possible. We want to really hear this topic at the end and, you know, dispatch this message to the whole world and to the whole of America, that they will know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. So we're going to ask Prophet Ivan to pray a closing prayer for us. Then we say the grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, that you have come to support us in this discussion. But I will bless you, and we thank you for everything you have done in our life. Thank you for the life of everyone that is listening to us right now. Father, it is your grace and it's your mercy that has sustained us up to now. Without your presence, Father, we cannot do anything. And I know, Father, we know that you are with us all the time. And to date, you have been with us. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We give you honor. We give you adoration. May all glory and may all power belong to you. Father, we thank you for all the guests who spoke today. Lord, bless them. Father, let your protection be upon them. Everyone that is listening to me right now, Father, let your protection be upon them. Whoever the devil is tormenting right now, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Redeem that Satan has condemned. Father, we deliver them from the hands of the enemy. May your healing power go to wherever everyone having any kind of sicknesses. Father, oh Lord, heal everyone that is suffering right now. Father, we bless you. We thank you. And Father, we continue to bless you for everything that you are doing for us on this platform. Let the whole world hear us. Let everybody under my voice, may every problem, situation, financial difficulty that the person is facing, Father, restore it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for today, and we bless you for this wonderful time that we have with you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for participating. God bless you all, men and women of God, for sharing our ministry tonight. I tell you, it's going to be great on this Saturday, Sunday coming. We're going to be talking about marriage and home and family. And so many men and women of God are going to be coming, telling us we're going to be sharing, and we're going to pray, because there has to be a solution to this problem. There got to be a solution to this problem, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all.
Amen.
God bless you. Jesus loves you, and we all love you. Until same time, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Oh, God bless you. We love you all. Amen.
We love you too.